Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, the place for everything you need to grow your cleaning company. If you love the show, and of course you do, be a pal, tell a friend so my dog will finally respect me and come when I call. Hey, today we are chatting with my friend Alfred from Northwest Janitorial. Alfred's been in the business for 20 years and prides himself on being a reliable service to his customers. If you want to reach out to Alfredo, you can get a hold of him at Olivares, O-L-I-V-A-R-E-S. Alfred, and I think I said Alfredo, but it's actually Alfred. So, Olivares, okay. Alfred at yahoo.com. Alfred, not Alfredo. Say hello to Clean Nation, my friend.
Hi.
You're short and sweet, man. I like it. I appreciate that. I love talking. It's so exciting. I get to talk to people that are just starting, people that have been in a couple years, 5 or 10 years, and I don't get a lot of chance to talk to 20-year-old veterans, or not 20-year-old, but 20-year-old business veterans. Tell us the story about how you got into the business and kind of a little bit of the ups and downs and how you got to where you're at now.
Well, basically, you know, it started as a side job, you know, and then from there, you know, customers started liking my work, you know, and started referring me, and I grew from there. You know, that's basically what it was, doing hard work and good quality work, and that's how I got the word out and started growing.
Beautiful, man. And so it's been 20 years. Have you been kind of up and down and lots of employees or little employees, or have you kind of stayed the same? Tell us a little bit about the journey between beginning and where you're at now.
Well, it's been a roller coaster, you know. I mean, to a point where I had up to 10 employees working for me, and then we started getting into the troubles, you know, where, you know, employees start not doing their job and then losing accounts, and it's been ups and downs all the 20 years that I've been doing this.
Yeah, that sounds about right, my friend. What part of the country are we talking to you from?
I'm in Bakersfield, California.
Beautiful. Lots of people around Bakersfield. That's a great Southern California is a great place for the cleaning business. Bakersfield, Southern, right?
Yes, yes. Southern California. We're about 100 miles north of Los Angeles.
Okay. Actually, as far as that goes, Northern California is a great place for the cleaning business, but that's great. All right, cool. Well, I am so glad to be talking with you, my friend. Well, you know what? Before we get on, are you married? Are you single? Do you have kids? Give us a little bit about the life and times about Alfred.
Well, I'm married, and all my kids are grown up. I've been married for 25 years, and that's it.
Congratulations, man! Does your wife or any of your kids work in the business, or have they ever worked in the business, or are they just that they're like, oh, thanks, that's you?
Occasionally, whenever they're out of job or something, they ask for help. So we do help them. You know, we give them a temporary job until they get themselves going.
Cool. Congratulations, man. All right. Well, I really appreciate the feedback because, again, before we start doing coaching, I'd love to just at least know a little bit about where you are and what's important to you and how you run your business. So that said, what can I help you with today? What's not working? Let's dive in.
Well, my biggest problem now is how can I grow, advertise, promote my business on a low budget?
Okay. That's a great question. Thank you for asking, because we talk a lot about how to grow our business and marketing and advertising. And I know that's helpful, but a lot of people want to know, like, what if I don't have a lot of money, or what even worse, what if I don't have any money? So let's do this just to make sure we cover everybody. Let's talk about people that have no budget, which means I have literally nothing, which we'll talk about. And then we'll also talk a little bit. I have a low budget, right? Like maybe only a couple $100 a month. Is that, you know, maybe $400 or $500? Is that too much, or is that reasonable?
No, that's reasonable. Yeah, that's about, you know, probably a little more than that, maybe $1,000 a month. Yes.
Okay, and actually $1,000 a month for a small, I don't know how big your company is, but for a smaller company, that's a very good, that's a decent size budget. We can get a lot done with that. But let's talk about, well, first of all, let's lay the foundation about how to set your budget and how much you should spend on marketing, because you didn't ask that, but I really want to knock that out, because a lot of people, they've had bad experience with marketing. They bought a mailer, or they sent out this, or they signed up for an association, or B&I group, or whatever the case may be, and it didn't work, or they didn't track it, or they, for whatever reason, they didn't feel like they got a good return on their investment. Have you ever done that? Have you invested money in marketing that you feel was a bad deal for you?
Absolutely, yeah, all the time. Yeah, you invest in advertising and it doesn't work.
Okay, not perfect. I hate to say perfect because it's not perfect, but very typical, and that's we deal with that a lot. So the first encouragement I want to get is, a lot of times people will say, I don't have the money to advertise. And when you dive deep, what they really mean is, I don't have the money to waste on advertising that doesn't work. Is that a fair statement or no?
Absolutely, that's fair.
Okay, because yeah, I mean, if I said, hey, Alfred, every dollar you give me to put into my magic advertising bucket, I'm going to give you $2 out. You'd find a lot of dollars pretty quick, right? That zero budget you have would skyrocket. Is that fair?
Yeah, fair, absolutely.
Okay, so I just want to encourage people to make the distinction. We're still going to talk about how to do cheaper free advertising, but I want to encourage the people to not use this as a crutch and say, oh, that's all I'm going to do because I don't have any budget. That's never the truth. The only truth may be, I don't have budget for advertising that doesn't work. So please, please, please don't hear me saying only do free stuff, because you're really trying to really run a business with one arm tied behind your back if you have no advertising budget. You just got to make sure, and listening to the show, and you just need to educate yourself on ways to make sure that the advertising budget is well spent. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. All right, let's move on. So there's a couple things. First thing I would talk about if you've got a low budget is niche. I never know. My wife's French. She says niche, and I always say niche. So sorry if I sound like a hillbilly if I say niche. Niche down. It's really expensive to market to everybody, right? If you say, and this is so frustrating when I talk with people, I say, who's your customer? Well, we do residential, and we do commercial. Well, what kind of commercial? Well, we've got one office space. We've got one warehouse. I've got one mortuary. They name 37 different things. That's really expensive to market to business, right? That's just like saying, I want to market to human beings. Well, shoot, there's 6 billion human beings on the planet. You know how much it costs to touch everyone? It would cost a ton. But when you niche down and say, I'm only going to deal with, first I say, are you a property manager guy or a business owner guy, right? Because guess what? The way that you're going to talk to or market to or reach out to a business owner is going to be very different than the way you're going to market to, talk to, reach out to a property manager. And then once you get, let's say business owner, once you get within that little niche, you say, okay, let's pick. Am I going to do, bowling alleys? Am I going to do restaurants? Am I going to do, whatever? And niche down into that. So now, especially if you say, hey, I'm only going to work within 20 or 30 miles of my office, things have changed, right? If you say, well, I want to only work within 20 miles of my office, well, there might be 100,000 houses, buildings that you could clean. When you go, well, I'm only going to do commercial. Okay, well, now it might only be 7,000. You say, okay, now I'm only going to do commercial that are 3 times a week or more. Well, shoot, now that might be 300. Now you say, well, I'm only going to do that, commercial buildings that are 3 times or more that are, car dealership. Well, now there might be 30. And if you're trying to go cheap, you can get a hold of 30 people just by emailing them or calling them or reaching out or buying them a gift basket, which isn't free, but it's certainly cheap. You can do a lot of things with the list of 30 as opposed to a list of 3,000, or even worse, like most businesses I have, no list at all. They just market to the known universe. Does that make sense, or am I going too fast?
No, that makes sense.
Okay, absolutely. So step one, niche down, know exactly who your customer is. Because again, say you got $100. Well, if you got $100 and you have 100 perfect ideal customers, well, you can spend $1 a piece per month. That's not nothing. It's something. If you have 10,000 or unlimited, well, then now you can't even spend a penny per person. So it doesn't work. So the big thing, first off, niche. Second thing is, you're going to spend, there's no such thing as free advertising or free client acquisition. You're going to spend something. You can spend dollars or you can spend time. Right. So there's no way I've ever known of people just show up. You've not done any advertising or have a relationship or referral or something. They just show up out of the blue and say, hey, stranger, will you clean my building? Never going to happen. So you're going to spend time or money. So you've got to be okay saying, if I don't have money, I got to spend time. And then as people get larger, they go, wow, time is really what I'm short on. I've got customers. I still need more, but I don't have the time to go do all these kind of boots on the ground stuff. I need to be developing employees and doing kind of higher level things. And that's when you spend money on marketing and it kind of replaces your time. So does that concept of marketing's never free, you're either going to spend time or money, does that ring true with you so far?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So the good thing is, if you need customers and I could pick time or money, if you said, hey, Mike, be my coach, help me grow my business, I can give you 20 hours a week focused of trying to attract customers, or I can give you $1,000 a month and leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Just take this $1,000 and spend it for me and get me a bunch of customers. I'll take the 20 hours a week every time. So I actually like the time option. It's not a good option as you grow larger and larger, but to start, or if you're smaller, that's a great option. So the best thing, the freest thing, the best thing is face-to-face conversations. No matter what you're trying to do, that's where you want to get to. So even if you start with marketing and you get your message out, all that's really doing is attracting people to want to come talk to you face-to-face, right? Marketing doesn't sell stuff. At some point, somebody's got to go out there, walk the site, give them an estimate, have a contract signed, and take their money, right? So the marketing can't do that. It can only get people to show up at your door going, hey, Alfred, tell me about what you got. I'm interested, right?
Right.
Okay. So the cool thing is, if you're willing to do that yourself, I would just build relationships. And again, if you don't know who you're talking about, well, today I'm going to go talk to this guy who owns a medical practice, and tomorrow I'm going to go talk to that restaurant, and the next day I'm going to go see if I can get some maid service working, and hey, maybe on Friday I'll go talk to construction cleanup. You're going to, you know, it's like trying to dig for oil, and instead of digging one hole 5,000 feet into the earth, you dig 5,000 holes 1 foot into the earth, right? You're never going to strike oil that way. So the good thing about not having any money and having a tight niche is you can just go face to face and spend time with these people and be creative, bring a gift, find out what they need, and help them, right? Especially if you're working with small business owners, the cool thing is you're a small business owner. You know what these people like. They want to grow their business. They want to have their employees like them. They want their customers to like them. So you can kind of go, as opposed to saying, hey, let me clean your building, you can start building relationships like, hey, let me help you grow. So maybe you say, hey, I'm going to get, if car dealers are my target market, I'm going to have a lunch and learn every month for car dealers, and I'm going to invite them all. I'm going to buy them lunch. And sure, that's not free, but you know what, $200 to buy 10 car dealers lunch every month. And we're going to do some networking. I'm going to do a quick presentation on how we can grow their business. I promise you, if you do that every month, you're going to bid on 80% of those car dealers by the end of the year, right? Are you going to get them all the first day? No, of course not. But I promise you, especially if those are $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 a month accounts, and by the end of the year, you got to bid on 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 of them, and you get 3 or 4 of them. Well, shoot, that's 50, 60, 80 grand a year. And all you did was buy, you know, 10 guys lunch every month. So be creative and do face-to-face relationships. That's probably the cheap stuff. The last thing is chase larger accounts, right? So if you've got to do face-to-face marketing, remember, it's going to cost time or money. We've chosen to spend time instead of money. We've still got a finite amount of time, right? That 20 hours is a dream situation. I mean, Alfred, I can't imagine if I said, hey, 20 hours a week, you're going to just market. Is that probably wouldn't even be a possibility for you, I'd imagine.
Yeah, that's a lot of my time, yeah.
Yeah, and same with Cleaner Nation, right? I don't think there's very few people listening out there, unless they're just starting, that have 20 hours to commit. So the trick is, say you've only got 5 hours or 7 hours. First of all, budget your time just like you budget your money, right? If I was trying to help you with your advertising, the first thing I would say is, well, Alfred, how much do you have to spend? And if you said, I don't know, could be $300, could be $3,000, could be $30,000. Mm-hmm. I really can't help you. What am I going to do? This is just totally different. So you've got to do the same thing if you're sitting down with yourself and saying, how much time do I have to invest? Don't just say some, or I'll do it when I get a chance, or, you know, could you imagine if we were marketing with money and you said, I'll just do it when I got extra money? Well, you're never going to have extra money. So budget time, whether it's 5 hours a week or 10 hours a week, and I'd suggest that somewhere in there, budget it out, put it on the schedule, and create a plan of what you're going to do. So that's key. A lot of people want to market, and I'm doing the air quotes if you can see me, and really what they mean is just fool around. So first thing is decide who you're going to talk to. Second thing is budget out some time that's all you're going to do is talk to those people. And then third, make a plan of what you're going to do for 5 or 8 or 10 hours a week to build relationships with those people. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. Yes, absolutely.
Cool. And the last piece is, again, chase larger accounts, because we do have finite accounts. Say you're going to spend 5 hours, and for every 20 hours you spend, you can get one client. Well, if that one client is a once a month, you know, warehouse that you charge $250 a month, man, that 20 hours to get that client didn't really go very far. But you can get a client that's going to spend $2,000 a month, pretty much the same effort, right? It doesn't take any more time face-to-face marketing a $2,500 a month client than it does a $250, but your return on your time investment is 10 times higher. Does that make sense?
It does.
And honestly, that works with money too, right? If you're going to spend $2,000 on marketing a month, for crying out loud. Go after the guys or gals that have that are bigger accounts, so you know you can, it gives you more leeway to make mistakes. If you've got to get 17 clients because each client's only worth $150 a month, that's really hard to get a return on investment. Okay, last thing, and then I'll see if you have any other questions or we'll move on to the lightning round, is referrals. You kind of touched on it a little bit at the beginning. Make sure that that is by far my favorite, for money or for not money, that's my favorite way to get customers. And the way that you're going to get referrals is you want to systematize it. Sounds like a guy like you that's been doing it 20 years, you do really good work for your customers. You probably got spoiled a little bit with referrals just coming in, right? You didn't have to do anything. You just did good work and people showed up. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's how it happened.
Okay. But then the problem is, if you don't have a system, some days they show up, some days they don't. Even worse, some months or years they show up, some months or years they don't. So what you want to do, especially if you're doing good work and you already have a network of people that know you and like you and trust you, and if you've been in business 20 years, I know you do, create a system where maybe you touch base with them every month or so. You know, start easy and start by saying, hey, would it be okay if I let other, you know, I'm doing bids and other customers want references. Could I use you as a reference? You know, most people are going to say yes if you've got a good relationship. And then you call them every month or so and say, hey, has it been too bothersome? People been calling you. Is it okay? And they'll probably go, no, it's been fine, Alfred. I enjoy doing it. Then you might go, hey, I've been using you for a reference. Would it be okay if I got a testimonial? Could I video you, or did you write something? Maybe I can come to your office and shoot a quick 2-minute video of you saying how great I am. Or just not how great I am, but how, you know, explain our relationship. And then after that, you might say, hey, you've been telling the world through video and I've been sending my references to you. You've been so kind as to give me, you know, refer all these people to me. Do you know anyone in your personal network that you think might benefit from our services? So you don't just kind of be like, hey, Bob, you know anyone that needs what I want? Nope. Okay, that's it. Right? You got to have a whole system where you're constantly asking them in different ways for referrals, and you kind of just train them to do that. And then guess what? When they refer somebody, the first question that you ask that refer is, man, as you know, Jim introduced us, and Jim's been a good customer for years and years and years, and I really appreciate him, and hopefully you're enjoying the service. Would it be okay if I used you as a reference? And you just kind of repeat the whole thing. So that's what I've got for kind of cheap and free advertising. Does that answer your question? Any other questions you want to ask on top of that, or you feel confident to move forward?
I'm confident with what you told me. I mean, it makes sense. I've been doing this for so long, but at this point, I never really had a plan on how to grow my business. You know, I got so comfortable with what I had that I didn't look for more. So now, it makes sense.
Well, you, first of all, let me encourage you. You're doing a great job. The first step is to recognize, hey, I'm not where I want to be, right? If you don't have that, you're not going to go forward. And the second step is reaching out to people or resources or whatever and being, hey, how can I get, who's done what I want to do, and reach out and try and get some help. So let me encourage you on that. And that's it. We'll move on. So thank you for that question. I think that's going to be a lot of value, hopefully to you, but also to the listeners. Let's move on to the lightning round. I'm going to give you three quick questions. I have no doubt you're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Do the best work you can.
Man, that is simple, but smart. It's you've heard that a lot because it's good advice. Do the best work that you can. Question two, what's the biggest mistake you've ever made in the cleaning business? Maybe you can save some of us some steps out here.
Well, biggest mistake is not reaching out, keeping track getting in touch with my customers. I mean, having a good relationship with my customers. That's basically what my biggest mistake was.
Okay, perfect. And yeah, for those of you out there kind of rolling and thinking, man, customers are just coming in, and I don't want to say taking them for granted, but not investing the time to build that relationship. You know, let's learn from Alfred's experience. All right, last question. What's the number one most actionable item owners of cleaning companies can put into practice today before they go to bed to most drastically improve their lives or their business?
I'll say budget your time.
That's a great, man. If I could just teach everybody to do that, I'd be out of a job, because that could really solve 90% of our problems. Budget your time. All right, Alfred, I thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion and your desire to grow. I know I appreciate you. Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Alfredo's show notes page and discover everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company, go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com. You can leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.